Welcome back to another episode of The Rivalry. I'm your co-host, Miles Reed.
And I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And today we got an interesting topic today. Fit checks. A lot of people have these ideas of what's the perfect fit and what's not the perfect fit. What people like to wear that they think is good. What people wear that people don't think they good. Just to go off with the title of our episode is, you want to tell us what you got on?
Yeah, I'll start off today. I'm really a fan of this jacket. I wanted this for a while. It took a while to come to mail, but good things come to those who wait. So what I have on is a biker jacket from one of my favorite brands, House of Eras, but it's a knit. You know, something very different, but I'm really digging the colorway of it. It's got a lot of different patches. So shout out to House of Era, man. I'm a big fan of this knit biker jacket that I got on. And then for the pants, I wanted to keep it pretty simple. I have on some navy Dickie cargos, just to kind of keep it subtle, but allow the jacket and the feet to talk for themselves. And then on feet, I have a nice colorway of a pair of Air Max 90s. I got these on sale. You know, I love a good sale. So that's how I came today. Talk to us about what you got on today, brother.
I also went like the biker route today. I'm going to start from top to bottom on my head. Just have an Amazon silk bandana. Then for the jacket, I have a puffer material Kith biker jacket. For the shirt, I went more so on the racer theme, Grand Prix, Kith Grand Prix graphic tee. For the jeans, I'm wearing the full zip jeans that I got from Zara. And then for the shoes, I'm doing the Rick Owen and Doc Martin collab.
Very clean. I got a pair of those too. I mean, love the fit that you got on. I think we came very correct for the fit check today.
Likewise.
Only fitting.
And I know people think biker jacket, they think leather. And I know you have a knit biker jacket and I have a puffer biker jacket. So there's more to just a biker jacket than a lot of people think.
Yeah. Yeah, giving people something that's non-traditional. You know, that's us. That's our right read.
This episode is brought to you by GoodSend 365, a business that offers strategic business management, tax preparation, tax advisory, financial consulting, business consulting, life and financial coaching, QuickBooks administrative services, compliance with federal and state laws, proper formation consulting, advice on increasing your profitability, financial organizations such as business, personal, and lifestyle, real talk and money talk masterclasses, group and one-on-one. For more information, contact Tisha Goodson at 609-498-9707 and website www.goodson365.com. So fits. Something that we both like, enjoy the most. What makes you like or dislike someone else's style?
I think that dressing and fashion as a whole is a subjective thing, first and foremost. Everybody has their own style. Everybody has their own preferences. But there are certain things that make me like or dislike someone's style. Obviously, my style is different than his style or her style. But I like a variety, personally. I like to be able to dress up, dress down. I like to be able to go based on the occasion. To me, if you can only do one lane, then I'm not really a fan of somebody that doesn't really have diversity. To me, I base myself on being a diverse dresser. I have my staples. I have the things that I like to always bring it back home to, but I like to be able to take certain things from certain, maybe even people, certain trends sometimes. I'm not really a trendy dresser per se, But there are certain things that I'll see and I'll say, maybe I'll implement that to what I'm wearing at the time being. But I think that you always have to be able to dress for whatever occasion it is. With that being said, you can have diversity, but I also don't like when somebody's lane hopping. Mm-hmm. Like if 1 year they're just dressing all biker, then the next year they're dressing all preppy, or the next year they're dressing. You can implement certain things into your daily routine and daily dressing, but you should have your backbone of certain style and fashion that you're wearing,
that you lean on.
Yeah. And to me, it's very noticeable if somebody is lane hopping, I guess. So I would say that I like a variety. I like somebody that has a staple of dressing a certain way, but also has a variety. And I dislike, at the same time, it's a very thin line, but I dislike when people just lane hop and they're dressing this way one day and then dressing another way. I guess it's more from year to year and season to season. I guess what I'm trying to get at is I'm not a big fan of hype beasts. Okay. And people that are only wearing something because that's what everybody else says. Yeah.
Or what's popular.
Right. Right. I guess that's what I'm really trying to get at. Okay. There are certain things that you can pull from, but if you're just going with the whatever brand is it at that time, and then you go to the next brand, that's it. I try to stay the timeless pieces, mm-hmm. things that I can wear now, wear later, wear forever, really. So what about you? What are some things that you like and dislike about fashion and people's dressing in specific?
Well, I'm picking back off you saying, like, have their own lane, someone having their own lane, because if you have your own lane, it's something that you're comfortable with. It's also something that you can always fall back on.
Yeah.
And if you try too hard to go outside your comfort zone, 9 times out of 10, it may not look right.
Right.
Or it may not fit.
Right.
And that's what, if you slowly, like gradually changing your style, adding pieces here and there, not just offer it, jump to another lane.
Right.
But being able to incorporate different styles into your personal style, I feel as though that's a good thing.
Right.
But like I said, just jumping straight right in isn't too good. But
right.
Also, I don't like when people try too hard to
right.
mix colors together, the same color. Like, for example, an all red top, mm-hmm. or like all red pants, mm-hmm. and then all red sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sweatsuit, maybe. But if it's like a jacket that's got a different color, I mean, got a different pattern,
right.
but same color as pants that's the same color, but another different pattern.
Right.
I think that's a little too.
Right.
I don't think that's.
Eyesores.
Yeah. Patterns also is another thing that is hard to, if you do it right, it looks good. But if you try too hard to put different patterns together, that's another, like, I'm going to say ick that
right.
I don't necessarily like when it comes to dressing.
Right.
And not a lot of people can pull that off.
Right.
And those are really my main things, what my dislikes and likes of fits.
Right. Yeah, I feel like it's all subjective. We all have our own opinion and preference, but it's pretty easy, in my opinion, to see when somebody's, like you said, a hype beast, mm-hmm. lane hop, and trying to just copy someone else's swag, because something that I wear might not look good on you, mm-hmm. or something you wear might not look good on me. So you got to make your own right read. You got to make your own decisions of what works and doesn't work for you, mm-hmm. you know? Okay, we kind of scratched the surface about what it is that you like and dislike about people's style. So next, I want to know, how do you feel about people having a stylist? Because particularly in my realm of business, as athletes and entertainers, people are known to have stylists a lot of times. So how do you feel about having a stylist?
I'm not against people having stylists, because stylists definitely enhances people that don't necessarily have a sense of style, or people that have a sense of style just need that extra push,
right,
or just give them different ideas of things that they never thought about. More so like closed-minded shoppers,
right?
People that are only subjected to one lane or
right,
one style of clothing.
Right.
But stylists definitely give people that extra incorporation into the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
It don't necessarily mean that they're changing their style unless they want to, but for 9 times out of 10, stylists just give them extra insight on what they could incorporate into their clothing. And I don't necessarily see that having a stylist is a bad thing. And then again, some people might not necessarily want a stylist.
Right.
Some people just have that gift and art to just go to the store. And I know I have some of that mindset where I go to the store, I see something, I'm like, oh, I could put that with this fit, or I could put those with this sneaker. Cause I know a lot of clothes that I shop with, I base them off my sneakers.
Right.
Or I go shoes first, then the outfit. It's very rare that I go a piece of clothing like hoodie, jeans, or anything besides shoes first.
Right.
And that's my thought on having a stylist. What about you?
I, like you said, I don't think stylists are a bad thing, because some people just need it. You either got it or you don't, you know? And then on top of that, some people use a stylist because they're so busy. Mm-hmm. It's not that they can't shop for themselves, but they feel like they don't have the time to go out and constantly picking up different clothes and different items. So they set a budget, the person will shop for them, and they kind of set the parameter. I feel like if you set in the parameters of this is what I need you to do, I feel like some people may need somebody to completely revamp their image and their style, mm-hmm, and their swag. Other people just need them to shop for them. They're just pretty much a personal shopper. Some people might lean on them for new ideas, but, you know, stick into what they know. So I think a stylist is, can be a good thing. But do you feel like you will use a stylist in the future?
I would definitely see myself using a stylist in the future. Like I said, it's not a bad thing at all. They just give me insight on what I wouldn't even think about wearing,
right,
or things that I wouldn't even think about incorporating into the style that I have now or in the future.
Right.
I believe that they, in a sense, are like your shopping best friend.
Right.
Because they can... You'll be in the store looking at something and they'll be like, what about this? Or I know you don't necessarily like, or I wouldn't say necessarily, I know you necessarily don't see yourself wearing this.
Right.
How about you incorporate that with this? Like in a sense where if you guys are on the same page, then I feel like it'll work. It works 9 times out of 10.
Right. Yeah, I would be open to having a stylist. I guess especially the bigger you go and who your audience is. Like if you're going on national TV, naturally you're going to need a different, you know, set of fits. You can't just wear your everyday streetwear always on. Depends on, like you said, the type of audience and how often you're having to be in front of a camera, as opposed to somebody who's just dressing up every day and going about their everyday lives. I think I would particularly like a stylist, especially when it comes to more business attire, like suits, for example, like in the show Power, when Ghost was coming out with his suits every episode, it would really make me look at him like, yo, he really put his suits together. Like, I feel like that's something that a stylist would really benefit me, that as I, you know, transition into more business minded affairs, having somebody that would put me in a certain that type of attire. I feel like, you know, I got, not to say I can't use any assistance or any inspiration on the streetwear and the casual and the everyday stuff, but I feel like that's where I would really incorporate a stylist. Are there any stylists that you are a fan of, really? Lack of a better word.
There's one stylist. She was in the WNBA for a little bit of time.
Okay.
She actually styles Royce O'Neal.
Okay.
Her name's Chloe Jackson.
Okay.
The first time that I seen her on the gram, she was wearing it was like an orange friend. Is that V-Long?
Yeah, I think that's V-Long. Yeah.
I want to say they're orange sweatpants, but they were like a raincoat material.
Okay.
Sweatpants from ASOS. I actually seen them on ASOS.
Okay.
And then she was rocking the off-white Chuck Taylors. Mm-hmm. The checker.
The white with the orange, the white and black with the orange in it.
Mm-hmm. I seen a picture, and then I just happened to go on her page, and then like scrolling, I see like her style is there. And mm-hmm. I think she just stopped playing basketball and became like full-time stylist. Yeah. That's another thing, because not to get it wrong, I feel like females also have like a different sense of style mm-hmm. and taste to them, you know, that men don't necessarily can see.
Right.
And if there happened to be like a stylist, I think female stylists would be like in that sense.
Yeah. I mean, well, let's just be honest. The market is catered to females. Mm-hmm. If you go into a store, you're going to see 75% of the store is women's attire, and then that 25% is for men. So the market is catered to them because, one, they're the biggest consumer, number one, either for themselves or a man is more likely to buy for a woman, I feel like, than a woman to buy for a man. So naturally, I feel like they have a lot more options because they can also easily wear menswear and go back to, you know, womenswear as well. So the market is definitely catered to women. So I it's nothing like a woman's touch. Let's be honest. Like, it's nothing like a woman's touch. They definitely know what they're doing. But I would say one of my favorites is a male, Dex Robb. He's known for styling Tyrod Taylor, amongst a few other athletes and celebrities. But Tyrod Taylor, to me, is one of the better dressed athletes, especially particularly football players. I'm a fan of Dex Robb's work and what Tyrod Taylor puts on as well. I'm a fan of, like I said, certain stylists, mm-hmm. But you can tell when a stylist goes too overboard and they're putting their client and things that are just only trendy.
Right.
That I'm not too much of a fan of, like we talked about. I don't like people that particularly cater to the hypebeast market. It's like, you got to have your own style and own sense of style in this game, and you can, like I said, you can pick up certain things, you can put down certain things, but you gotta be your own person in this game. I feel like,
I know you started talking briefly about athletes and their dressing styles, you started talking about Tyrod Taylor, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else in the NFL that you think has, or I would say, top dogs in dressing?
Oh, of course. I mean, nowadays, like I said, we live in a digital media era, social media era. So tunnel fits and, you know, hallway fits pregame are almost as important and as big as the game itself. Especially, you know, when it comes to people building their brands, I feel like people try to definitely associate themselves with the dressing nowadays as well. But yeah, there's some very noteworthy people, I feel like, in the NFL. I would say, in no particular order, my top five, I already mentioned Tyrod Taylor. Big fan of him. I've been following him on social media for about 4 or 5 years now.
Okay.
And I like Tyrod Taylor because he has that range like we talked about. He can go business, he can go streetwear, he can go a little bit in between where you kind of see fashion going a little bit. People may wear a suit jacket with graphic tees and things of that nature, sneakers with suit pants. You know, they're kind of blending and combining nowadays.
All right.
So I like what Tyrod Taylor does. Another player that I'm a big fan of is Stephon Diggs. I like how Stephon Diggs dress. He's very consistent. He's a flashy player anyway, but I like his swag. He in fact had a Adidas, no, not Adidas, Asics collab. And I was a fan of what he did with the Asics collab. I thought that was pretty dope, and that's the first I've really seen of a player that's not really sponsored by a brand getting a collab with them. So, dope for him to, you know, have that collab. Next, I'll go with somebody who's been at the forefront as far as sports and fashion go. OBJ. He's been undoubtedly one of the pioneers in the fashion space, from his hair doing the blonde with the mohawk, all the way down to what he actually wears on and off the field. I feel like that's something that he takes pride in. That's something that his brand has been associated with. He's also been at, you know, some of the fashion week shows. We talked about in our last episode, the Louis V stuff, and he's actually been incorporated in some of the stuff that they're doing. So shout out to OBJ for being one of the real pioneers of, you know, today's era of fashion and how it collides with sports. Next, I'm going to go with Juju Smith-Schuster. I'm a fan of how he dresses as well. Very consistent. For me, consistency is another big thing. Are you having like just big one-offs with your outfits? Or is this something that you try to incorporate and do on a daily basis? I think that's a big thing for me. And lastly, one of my favorites, I would say DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins is very consistent. He's been featured in GQ. His style is more high fashion, runway, more luxury, of that nature, but he's consistent. Like I said, he's consistent. It's undoubtedly his swag and his lane, whether he's collabing with a stylist or not, it's consistent to him. And I feel like it's easy for me to say that's a DeAndre Hopkins fit, but it's been noted by the fashion industry. If GQ was featuring someone, they, you know, they're stepping in the right direction. So I'm a big fan of DeAndre Hopkins. But those would be probably my top five NFL best dressed. What about you? Do you have any favorites?
Well, actually, you had about three of them. I mean, you had the same one. You had OBJ, Tyrod Taylor, and Stephon Diggs. Like you were saying before, OBJ just not only off the field, but on the field. You got his warm up cleats. He had different custom cleats that, like the Grinch. I remember when he was with Nike, he had like the Grinch cleats with the green fuzzy. Then you had the Sean Witherspoon cleats. And then you had just different cleats that are everyday shoes that you would see, or high shoes that people love to see.
Yes.
And also, like you said, his hair. His hair is also a style.
Right.
It's something that is very influential. I remember when he first was on, first became in, popular was the one-handed catch, and ever since then people just wanted to, I want to be like OBJ, just hairstyle wise, dye your hair blonde with like a mohawk. And people don't realize that's a style too. Mm-hmm. That's a form of a style too, and that's very influential.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like that is what makes you at the top when people are discussing who has the best style.
Whereas,
another one that you haven't said that I personally like was CeeDee Lamb.
Mm.
So CeeDee Lamb, him and Stephon Diggs kind of got a similar style to him. Mm-hmm. Streetwear, but can also wear a suit, also put a suit on, but they're more so known for the streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
And with him, he wears things that you don't necessarily think that would go together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll wear like some baggy sweatpants with like a leather biker jacket and some type of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it, it's like, I don't think that'll go together. But then like when you keep looking at it again, you're like, okay, maybe this does work.
Right.
Or does it just only work for him?
Right.
So that's another thing when it comes to style too. Does it work for you or right. does it work for that specific person? Like, yeah. 'Cause not all styles work for everybody.
Right.
And that's what makes people unique, uh-huh. or their style unique.
Uh-huh.
The last person I'm going to say is Devontae Smith.
Okay.
He's more so in the suit realm. He likes to get his suits tailor-made. And when he gets them made, he gets like a custom signature on like some part, like either if it's on the seat sleeve or he has shirts, button up shirts that got the signature on his collar. Yeah.
Nice.
That he has more of a clean look.
Right.
Like you don't, if you see him when you may see him in sweatpants or some type of streetwear, but 9 times out of 10, if he's coming down the tunnel, he's wearing like a tailor suit
right.
with some loafers and or some dress shoes. And I like his style because he has more of a clean look to him.
Right. I mean, and you can never go wrong right. with that.
Like, but professional look, I should say.
You can never go wrong with that. You know, that's kind of where the game transitioned from, you know, especially NBA. Mm-hmm. It was back in the day, Michael Jordan and everybody of the 90s and 80s, they had to wear suits. And, mm-hmm. you know, AI was the figure that kind of transitioned the game to streetwear and do-rags and mm-hmm. just, you know, putting more flair and swag to it. But that type of dress, like you said, will forever be classic, right. you know? So, okay, so we just wrapped up NFL. Who in the NBA space is some of your favorite dress, best dress in the NBA?
It's a toss-up because nowadays the tunnel fit is what everybody wants to have. You want to put on your best fit just to take pictures right before the game. And like nowadays, that's what you're looking forward to. Obviously, to play basketball, but before to show off your best fit. And a person that actually kind of was a big factor in that, I'm going to say, is Shea. He has a style of unorthodox style. He can put really anything together mm-hmm. and it'll look right. He more so likes the baggy look
mm-hmm.
now, putting pieces together. I know for me personally, you can do all exotic pieces, like from head to toe, but he always does something exotic. Like if it's the jacket exotic, then everything else is like calm. Or if it's like pants exotic, everything else is called where we got the shoes, that's exotic, everything. And with him, he can do everything exotic, or he can also do everything calm that'll still look fire. Another person I'm going to say is Bol Bol. He, for as tall as he is, he can wear stuff that is very nice.
Mm.
And I know it's probably hard to find clothes his size, is mm-hmm. 7-footer, and it's not too common that you find things that fit your height. And what he wears, he got more like a gothic kind of
look tall than it,
but it doesn't look bad. Mm-hmm. It actually it fits.
It fits him.
I seen one time on Instagram that the Suns, the whole Suns team was like asking, "Who you think has the best sense of style?" And majority of it was like Bol Bol, and I know D Book was like one of them that said that he gets some of his style from Bol Bol.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I'm gonna say is Jerry Vanderbilt.
Uh-huh.
For him, he like wear something simple, but it'll look crazy. For example, he'll wear some baggy jean shorts with some white socks and some Timberlands.
Right.
And then have like a white beater on.
Right.
And then like a bucket hat. I think I've seen one of his outfits like that. He'll wear a baggy sweatpants or baggy hoodie and then a different or like slippers or sandals. When you have the ability to dress like you don't care sometimes, or dress like this is just like an everyday thing, but it looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's like another. That's another thing that I like that makes you have a good sense of style.
Yeah, I was teammates with Vando. He would be in my top five as well. I mean, one thing I could say about Vando is that he has no fear when it comes to his swag. He has the utmost confidence, and that's a big part of this. A big part of the fashion is it's not just what you're wearing, but how do you wear it? Do you look timid, or do you walk around with confidence and boldness? Like, no, it may not be what you wear, but I'm wearing it. You know, and he definitely has that. So definitely shout out to Vando.
And then my last two are actually, I went to the WNBA route.
Okay.
I went, I'm sorry if I pronounced her name wrong, Arike Ogunbowale.
Okay.
She plays for the Dallas Stars, I think.
Okay.
I believe she played the Dallas Stars. She has a style where it fits her, like we say, but she got like more of a, like a rock star, biker kind of look to her. She loved wearing like glass, like shades, and wearing like leather or some jeans that's got a graphic tee and some boots or some any kind of sneakers too. I do like her fits too. And then the last one I'm gonna say is Sue Bird. Sue Bird,
definitely well dressed.
She goes into the unorthodox category as well, because she'll wear casual streetwear, mm-hmm. but she'll also wear like a suit. But the suit will be baggy.
Mm-hmm.
She'll wear like a baggy suit, and sometimes it'll be with sneakers, sometimes it'll be with boots, sometimes it'll be with like slippers.
Definitely high fashion.
Right.
I would categorize her sweat, her and her wife.
Right.
She dates a professional soccer player. I don't want to butcher her name, but they both dress very well, and it's more in the high fashion space.
And I believe they both each other's stylists,
right,
in a sense.
Right.
I feel as though when they go shopping, they like kind of incorporate their sense of style with each other's,
mm-hmm.
which kind of in a sense have them dressed similar,
mm-hmm.
but it is like different at the same time. They have their own unique style of clothing.
Right.
How about you?
My list, it's maybe all over the place, but these are the people that I particularly keep an eye on and what they're wearing. I'm going to start off with LeBron James, mostly because of his consistency. LeBron is always consistent with his fits. I feel like he knows his lane. He definitely dresses a more mature type of swag, and yeah, he definitely has the ability to purchase whatever he likes and whatever he wants to wear. But I'm more or less a fan of how consistent he is with his fits. I'm not sure if he has a team that's styling him as well, or it's particularly just him. But I am a fan of what LeBron's putting together. Again, my list is in no particular order as well, but I'm gonna go with PJ Tucker as well. I feel like PJ
sneaker
king, first and foremost, undoubtedly on and off the court. PJ has played and more shoes than people own that's played in, but mind you.
Right.
He is fearless when it comes to just how he goes about the sneaker game. He's relentless with, you know, he'll wear anything on the court. Just, I feel like, just to say that he hooped at it, which is crazy, number one. And two, I mean, he treats it as a sport, and he's gained a lot of recognition for that. You know, I mean, obviously he's been a pretty good player, had a pretty good career, but most of the time he's referenced in that light, you know.
Right. And also he gets a lot of rare sneakers.
Yes.
Or has a lot of rare sneakers.
Yes. Like,
you got people that gives him rare sneakers, mm-hmm. and having the ability to be gifted something that's rare, and only a certain amount of numbers made.
Right.
That was very special.
Right. He got his own Kobe collab, and no disrespect to PJ at all. Again, champion, great player, but we know that he got his Kobe collab because of his name in the sneaker world. You know what I mean? So, you know, big shout out to PJ Tucker as well. I'm gonna go to some of the younger fellas in the game. I'm gonna go to Nickeil Alexander Walker. That is cousin of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I'm a fan of his dress because he got that variety that I like to see, and it's consistent. Sometimes he might go a little left that you might be like, huh? But then he'll reel him back in and keep it real classic as well. He'll do the street well. He'll do the high fashion stuff. I feel like he can go into multiple pockets of dressing. But I'm a fan of his dressing. I even saw a clip of Anthony Edwards saying he was one of the best dressed players in the NBA. And I would echo that. I've been a fan of his style for a while. Next, I'll go with, again, somebody you mentioned, my former teammate, Jared Vanderbilt. I'll particularly say that I'm a fan of Vando because, like I mentioned earlier, he has that fearlessness and confidence when he puts on stuff. And it's not like I necessarily am a fan of everything that he's particularly wearing on every occasion. But at the same time, you have to respect it. You have to respect him because he's consistent and stepping outside of the box. And he's consistent and not being afraid to do that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, he also has a lot of fits that I do really enjoy. And I'm like, all right, I see what you did there. Kind of like what we talked about, the stylist stuff. Like, I personally probably wouldn't have went there with it, but I see that. And it gave me another perspective on, like, oh, maybe I could try something like that.
Right.
Maybe I could go there. And then lastly, I'm going to go with Torrey Craig. I think Torrey Craig is more streetwear predominant, but I'm a fan of what he puts together. I feel like it's consistent. I've seen him doing this for a while now. He was noteworthy for me as well.
I know we talked about your NFL best dress, your NBA best dress, or like styles that you personally like, dislike. And there are multiple, if not one, dream collab that you would do?
Man, if I had any brand to pick from, is that what you're asking me to collab with?
Yeah, more so. Any brand, you know, necessarily gotta, it can be multiple, but your top one if you had to choose one.
I mean, there's so many brands out there that, you know, I'm a fan of, that I respect. This is very tough for me, but I feel like I would particularly feel like I would do best with a brand like maybe a Supreme, just because Supreme has such a wide variety of things that they're making. And then also, I think it would be dope to get the you know, every year they get like the season T where they put like the face and just the standard box Supreme underneath it. So I feel like if I did a dope picture I would enjoy that to be in that Supreme Hall of Fame and get a picture up there. But no, for real, we've seen different Supremes in different countries. We went to Supreme in Paris. We went to the Supreme in London. We've been to the Supremes in New York. I'm just such a fan of the brand. Way past the hype beast part, particularly because they've been able to dominate this space for so long.
Okay.
And they're still here. They're still a major player. They make so many different things. I feel like I would be able to best express myself through like a Supreme because they make anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to think when it comes to just me as a person and the way I dress, I'm not limited to one particular lane. I feel like I'm able to pick up different pieces and incorporate it constantly into my style. My style is constantly evolving while still maintaining who Davon Reed is. So there's a number of different brands that I could have chosen. I mean, obviously, I would love to have my own Jordans and do my own, design my own Jordans. I'm not even sure what number I would choose because just so many different numbers and silhouettes to go. But I would say probably Supreme would be my safe answer, at least. What about you if you had to pick? I think I could probably guess.
Each of the guess?
I would go Kith. I know you would go Kith.
Love Kith.
If I had to guess.
Love Kith. Kith, I mean, I know we talked about this on the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
I talk so highly of it. It just, it got it. The quality of it, just even the collabs that they have with other things. And it's got a unique look and they got a unique feel to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like their go from like their membership, mm-hmm. Their loyalty levels,
mm-hmm.
Their not only their it's crazy because it sounds like I'm re-saying the same thing I'm saying from the first episode.
That's okay for the people that haven't seen it.
Yeah, like they got the, you can go shopping and then go get something to eat, Sadell's. And then you got the Kith treats. And just them, like I said, they just got a unique feel to them and they got a unique look to them.
Well,
and if you know Kith, you can see it from a mile away.
Right.
And I like that a lot.
Right.
But if I didn't choose Kith, I'd probably go Gap.
Really?
I'd go Gap. I worked at Gap for a while, probably 5+ years. But we've been shopping there since we were young. And you got created like Sean Witherspoon
that's mm-hmm.
working with Gap,
uh-huh.
and also Dapper Dan.
Yes.
Now they have like I have like a Dapper Dan sweatsuit where the pants it's like the crease in the middle mm-hmm. going down the middle of the pants,
mm-hmm.
and instead of Gap, you know how Gap got their signature
mm-hmm.
Logo, got the Gap yep. say Dap,
mm-hmm.
and
I have one of those hoodies as well. I think mom bought one of those.
Yeah. And the front of it is like a metallic silver speckle looking one. But Gap, they have a old fashioned feel to them, uh-huh. but their quality is amazing.
Very, very, very timeless pieces from Gap. Gap has been around for forever. And yeah, you know, I just actually picked up a few things from Gap on sale. Like I like when things go on sale. Yeah, right. I'm a sale shopper too. So, Gap is definitely one of those brands for sure. And quickly, I just want to just touch on Dapper Dan. I know we're coming to a close here, but shout out to Dapper Dan. He is one of the real pioneers when we're talking about this fashion space. He was originally taking brands, high fashion brands like Louis Vuitton, like Gucci,
mm-hmm.
and instead of famous artists like LL and anybody you can name from that era, instead of actually going to the brand itself, Gucci, Louis, what have you, they were going to him for the things that he was actually recreating, restructuring, and just, you know, being a creator. And you know, it got to a point where the brands, instead of just completely going cease and desist route, they started working and collabing with him and hiring him to start being an ambassador and a liaison to what they're doing, because they saw how much creativity he had and some how much influence he has. So big shout out to Dapper Dan for being one of the originators and founders of fashion, especially in our communities and our Black and Brown communities. If you enjoyed this episode and you want to see more content like this, like, share, and subscribe on YouTube at The Right Read Podcast. Follow us on our social media, TikTok, Instagram, and X at The Right Read. We talked about a lot of good things. I thought we covered a plethora of different topics as it relates to fashion, from what we personally like and dislike, or just our own perspective, and then also some of the people that we like in the industry, be it entertainment, be it sports. So I think we gave the people some pretty good content today as far as what we respect, don't respect, and kind of some of the people they can go and see who it is that we're referencing and why we're referencing them.
Absolutely. And I feel as though with this, it'll make people think twice about when they go shopping now, or if there's anything that they do now that they'll change while they go into the next trip of shopping.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to send us some of your favorite brands, or some of your favorite best dressed athletes, some of your favorite best dressed entertainers and singers, rappers, what have you, in the comments. We enjoy having you here for another episode of The Right Read Podcast. Again, I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And I'm your other co-host, Miles Reed.
And we look forward to seeing you next episode.